Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, could be a children's song or a folk song or a familiar tune from pop music or a Broadway show tune or even a familiar melody from the world of classical music, and he rewrites that familiar tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Ruth Anderson is on the line from Collegedale, Tennessee. Ruth, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Oh, great to have you. Ruth, what's your musical background?
Well, I've played piano and organ since I was about 5 years old, and I'm 43 now.
Mm-hmm. So lots of piano playing and lots of keyboard playing throughout mm-hmm. your life. That's great. Well, Ruth, Bruce is going to play a little puzzler that he's put together here, and your job, of course, to name the tune and the composer whose style he's imitating. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck on one of these, we can try to brainstorm on this together.
Right.
Okay, Ruth, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Thank you.
Ruth, what do you think?
Well, it sounds a little bit like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Well, it twinkles.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Bruce is telling us that there may be something else hidden in there.
Yeah, I think so, too. Maybe some Mozart in there.
I can understand you're saying that. This is a composer who comes later than Mozart, but shares some qualities, I think.
Beethoven?
No, you know what? Let me play a little bit of this again and see if something pops into your head without thinking too much.
Okay. I'm stumped.
This particular puzzler is actually based on a famous string piece by this composer. But, you know, it's this kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing that... it's a certain kind of scherzo writing and a certain kind of magic that this composer is known for.
Boy.
Bruce, when you talked about sort of the magical quality in his writing, that makes me think of a composer who did some amazing stuff when he was really young.
Yes, indeed.
And he even wrote about sort of magical things. He wrote some music for Midsummer Night's Dream.
He did.
Oh, Mendelssohn.
It is Mendelssohn. And in fact, this is based on the octet.
Okay.
A little bit. And there are a couple of little things from the octet, including this one, and this, and these things.
Oh, yeah.
Those are all in the scherzo of the octet, and some of these gestures. You know, and a little, all very Mendelssohnian.
Oh, okay.
So in the style of Felix Mendelssohn, but what about the tune that is hidden in this piano puzzler?
What about the tune?
It almost reminded me of When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again.
That is the tune.
Okay.
I'm glad it almost reminded you of that.
I was kind of stumped on the tune until a little gesture at the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard
but
that too.
It is right there. And it comes back.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's there.
Well, it's there, but
and then
there's a lot of things going on around it. Yeah, there it is. Okay.
And then it gets sidetracked.
Yeah.
By lots of insects.
Yeah. It almost reminded me of Twinkle Twinkle's Little Star in the minor key.
Yes,
you know?
It could.
You know, that's what it's like to be around, Bruce. You just name a tune and...
Oh, be careful now.
especially a little slow version of Up Above the World So High, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so...
Yeah.
Ruth, you just got a bonus piano puzzler made up on the spot there.
Yes.
That was fun.
And
thanks.
The bill. No,
well, Ruth, you did great. You got the tune. You got the composer. Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Ruth, what's your public radio station?
WSMC. I think it's 90.5 FM.
Ruth Anderson from Collegedale, Tennessee. Thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.